Good afternoon, and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can always find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. You can also call to book a free consultation at 707-542-8346. 707-542-8346. Dr. Tom is voted by you best cosmetic surgeon for 8 years. And also best esthetician for 3 years, and just a testament to how great his team is. Today, we're going to hear from a patient. I think that's really cool because, Dr. Tom, you're so great at explaining procedures for our listeners, but it's wonderful to get the perspective of someone who experiences them.
Thank you, and I'm super excited, super stoked, if you will, to have Hope. This is Hope Glenn, and she is not only a patient of mine. We've known each other for how long? Hope.
Gosh, I think we were thinking it was close to 12 years now.
For 12 years, we started taking care of her when she was a newborn. And she yeah, I think so. And Hope has become a friend. And it's funny when we're doing treatments, and I'm going to let Hope talk in just a few minutes here. But when I always look forward to taking care of Hope, and I see you around there. And Karina, who you've listened to and seen on YouTube on our show, Karina, I know she always goes, oh no, because she knows that I'm going to have in my hour or my hour and 15 minutes with Hope that we're going to talk for about 90% of that time, and then the last 10% we do all what we're going to do, right, Hope?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that's great. So this is Hope Glenn, and I'm really excited to have Hope here. It's going to be a different kind of show just for all of those of you who are listening. We're not going to talk necessarily specifically about procedures, but sort of about motivations, why we might do something, and Hope is a extremely insightful young lady. She's I love her. She's not only is she beautiful, but she is a strong individual. She has a huge heart. She's a business owner, and I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about that. She's been really a part of our Sonoma County lives here, and that's enough. I could go on and on, Hope.
Well, so
why don't you introduce yourself to our audience, to Michelle and the rest of the team here in the studio.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dr. Tom, for having me. I'm excited to be here because not only have Dr. Tom and I been friends now, and I say that because I think once you become a patient of Dr. Tom, you quickly become friends with him and his staff. And I say that because you talk a lot about when you go places, and I think it's really normal for women to have some anxiety, or men, for that matter, when you come into an office, whether that be your office or anyone's. If you don't know a lot about what you're going in for, or maybe you have a lot of questions, you want to feel comfortable with the person that you're with. And I think that's what has kept me coming back to Dr. Tom for so many years, is not only because he makes me look and feel better, but also because it's a comfortable place for me. The staff is wonderful. They're very inviting. They don't make me feel like I need to have anything done, but when I leave, I have gotten all the answers to my questions. They're always talking about different ways, different procedures, things that might be interesting for me now, things that might be interesting for me in the future. And for myself, I'm a person who I would say is comfortable with who I am and in my skin, but I like to look alive and rejuvenated, and of course, younger than I actually am. So I am just getting ready to turn 47. I work outside in the sun all day. I not only run an insurance business, I also run a large horse operation. So I am a horse trainer, horse rider by trade. So I think when I originally met Dr. Tom 12 years ago, I said I'd still like to be a really good horse trainer. I'd just like to not look like one when people meet me, because the leathered skin look was not something I was going for. So of the many years that I've been there, I've had everything from different laser procedures to injectables and I've encouraged, I think I probably may get the award for referring the most amount of people to Dr. Tom, only because I truly believe that when you feel good about yourself and in your own skin, you're not only a better salesman, if that's what you do, you are more confident in who you are, and it makes people it makes people around you not only believe in you more, they're excited to be around you, and most importantly, you feel good about yourself. And so I think I'm here today more as a cheerleader and motivational speaker to people considering doing this, because I really think you need to be a little bit of an advocate for yourself, that it's okay to feel good in your own skin and do this for yourself.
Hope that's great. And I'm kind of smirking right now. If you were in the studio, I know it's our radio listeners. And again, thank you everybody who tunes in to hear us every Thursday from 12:30 to 1 on KSRO. As you listen to Hope, you can tell that this is a strong young lady, right? And being an equestrian, and I have a daughter, a lovely daughter, mm-hmm. who's a professor at the Santa Rosa JC, who's an equestrian as well. So I know about hanging around with strong women. Okay, and what's really great, you can hear kind of the passion that Hope has, and everything that you do, Hope, you do with passion. So if we can, just step back a little bit and talk about some of the things that you've already alluded to in your opening statement. Okay, I was afraid that Hope might not have much to say, but
it's never been a problem. For me.
And I knew that. I was afraid I might not be able to get any words edgewise. Hope, tell me if you were, you're an aging Gen Xer.
Yes.
I'm a baby boomer, and you just threw it out there, your age, and you look amazing. Tell me, for maybe people who are kind of thinking about whether they want to do something or not, what are your thoughts in terms of how you would counsel, let's talk about ladies, how you would counsel these young ladies, maybe peers or maybe even younger than you?
Luckily, I work with women of all different ages. And the biggest thing I would say is, go sooner rather than later. So if you are, and I think you treat yourself differently depending on what age you're at. So if you're younger, you may start with something like, a Botox to help relax the wrinkles, and then you're less apt to have them make deeper wrinkles over time, as I've found, if you're preventative about doing stuff like that. Then you get closer to, middle age, and then you work a little bit more with fillers or more with things that help you regenerate collagen, because then what you're trying to do is prevent the loss of the volume in your face. And luckily, I've been more educated in the last 10 to 12 years being with Dr. Tom, because we're constantly talking about what can we do now to make things look a little bit better, and what can we do preventatively so that hopefully I can go a long time without having to cut on my face. I am all for doing what I need to do to look good, but I'd much rather do things now that keep my skin in good condition, also prevent things from losing volume. The longer I can prevent myself from having to go into plastic surgery on my face and cutting, the longer I can do that, the happier I'm going to be. And I really think women need to look at it that there are so many different ways of rejuvenating your skin. So whether that be through milder things such as facials, a hydrafacial, or maybe it's the IPL that takes the brown spots off of your skin. There's also lasers that you can get early to help, when you're starting to lose that volume. If you're not quite ready for a filler yet, you can also do lasers that will help your body regrow. Clearly I've become a salesman because I sell it to myself why I need this, and I sell it to my friends that women, you need to get out there, and it is okay to do this stuff for yourself. And if I could say one thing, don't buy the handbag, get the filler. It's way better use of your money, because people notice people who are happy and exude confidence. And I feel more confident and I feel better at what I do, whether that is business or life, when I look in the mirror and feel like, hey, I don't look as tired as I actually am.
Right.
That's the truth.
Hope, again, thank you for saying that. And a couple of points that I just want to talk about, if I may, is that what Hope was describing to our listeners is an orientation to, I don't want to just fix something, I want to help prevent. And Michelle, what is the saying that we always say?
We say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
That is correct. And so that's really true. And Hope told you she's 47 years old. We've been working for 12 years together. So since age 35. And that's pretty insightful for a 35-year-old, coming from an aging baby boomer like myself. And so I think that that has really done you well. I mean, we haven't, check out, please, our listeners to our YouTube. We're going to be putting this up later tonight. And you'll see that Hope looks fantastic. And if you live in Sonoma County, if you're an equestrian, or if you know equestrians, you know horse people, you know they're out in the environment. They don't tend to put on sun protection. They don't tend to wear hats, or they wear a baseball hat. And by the time they get a certain age, they're beginning to look 5 years older than their age, 10 years older than their age, 15 years older than age. And it's just not that they're looking older, but they're not healthy because their skin's getting beat up. And Hope is an unbelievable Hope. And I'm talking about you now in the third person. I should talk to you directly because you're right here. But I'm speaking out to the listeners, our radio listeners, is that really that ounce of prevention is huge. And we don't need to necessarily go into all of the different types, but Hope comes in and she challenges me. I know you can't tell by her strength of her comments and so forth, but she challenges me to do what I already do, but do it even more so is to educate her as to what we can do for you.
I think that's, you know, I sound like I know what I'm talking about, but it's because I have been educated while I'm there. And I think that's a huge thing. I want to feel comfortable with what's being put into my body. I want to be comfortable with the person that's doing it. And I want to make sure if I have questions, they're answered and that I don't feel anxious about asking them. And I think that is truly one of the reasons women oftentimes don't go in and get help is because they don't know. You read all these things. You see all these things on social media. Do this, do that. How do you know what is right for you and your skin? And I think the fact that I have stayed with the same doctor as I have aged is a real testament to my comfort in the office. And the fact that Dr. Tom can tell me what I need, but also that you tell me what I don't need, I think that is just as important because, yeah, I have come in and asked, why are you not doing this to me? Why are you not injecting me with this? Why are we not doing my eyes? And he said, you don't need that. That's not the right place for you to be putting your money. And I have more respect for someone who can tell me no, just as much as someone who, I think anybody can take my money and tell me I need something done. I respect someone who, I truly do believe Dr. Tom is an artist. He can look at, you know, my face and say, I think that you need a little bit more volume here because it's going to lift your cheeks up, but you don't need more here. It's going to make you look like you have a little bit more of a square face, or with the shape of your face, we don't want to put too much volume in your cheeks. That's what I need him to be able to tell me because I don't know what the end all is going to look like. I just want it to look, you know, younger and more refreshed than maybe I actually am, because I think that's the thing is I work hard. I am under stress. I am a mom. I am, you know, a CEO. I am all of these things. I just don't want to look like I'm working as hard as I actually am. So I think that's a big part of it. And we've always been able to have a good conversation and be able to talk about good, bad, and ugly, literally.
We absolutely have. And Karina, our medical assistant.
Yeah,
you think that
I'm
Hope works? We work together, right? But our medical assistant, Karina, she's kind of just watching us. And sometimes I know she's rolling her eyes like, oh, they're going to town. They're talking. But it really is. What Hope's describing, and I am actually in the process of writing a book. And one of my introduction chapters is how do you select your surgeon or your medical cosmetic doctor? And what Hope is describing is absolutely true, and I am actually blessed and grateful to have Hope in my life as a patient and as a friend, is that we're a team. Hope's just not a passive recipient of what we recommend. And when I say she's challenging us, that's in a good way. We're having conversation. We're discussing what it is she wants. And it might not even be about the wrinkle. It might be that her beautiful daughter is Auburn, and she's an equestrian and competing, and then you're going to be going here and there, and it helps me to know what to try to recommend for you. Hope, taking this along, and I appreciate all the lauding that you've done for me. Thank you so much. But where I'd like to go is, people have certain amount of resources. Okay,
yes,
so
absolutely.
Some people are saving their cookie jar money to see us, and some people can buy the fancy handbag and come and see me.
Right.
Okay, so how would you help people to kind of prioritize, or, you know, when should they come in? You know, because the person saving their cookie jar money, right, they're in a different position.
I'm never going to tell someone to take food off the table to mm-hmm. get injectables. Right. But what I am going to tell someone to do is, oftentimes you're thinking about, you know, I need to step up my game a little bit. I'm going to go buy myself this, you know, I have this event coming up and I'm going to get myself a new outfit for it. Wear the same black dress with a different pair of earrings and go get yourself some Botox, and it will make a bigger difference than five new outfits. And I say that in the fact of, you can, and this is what's great, you can go in and talk about, come in for the consultation. Doesn't mean you have to do it. Come in and look at what your options are, and you may go, I right now, with the budget and with the economy, feel comfortable getting this done, and this is within my budget. Or, you know what, I'm going to look forward to saving up, and next year my goal is to have this laser done, so that's going to help me for the next couple years regrow the collagen. Why I do that, I'm going to have some fillers done. You figure out what your ideal budget is, and that's the thing. I mean, my budget has changed over time. When I came at 35, I made a lot less money than I do now. So at that time it was, what can I afford to do that helps me, you know, age at a level where, you know, the sun damage isn't catching up with me. And that was a lot more sunscreens. That was some IPL, and maybe at the start some, you know, Botox or Dysport. And over time, depending on what my budget has been, I've added some fillers, I've added some lasers, things like that, that also you don't necessarily, maybe I'm not seeing the results that week, I'm seeing the results 6 months from then. And that's part of the discussion that we have,
right,
is what is our goal for right now and what is our goal for long term. And I think I can't reiterate enough, you have to feel comfortable having this conversation or you won't feel comfortable with the procedure.
And you'll be happier long term. And another key point, as if you listen or if you go back to the YouTube of this particular show, is what Hope is trying to do is to show you that you put together a game plan and you have to be patient. I joke a lot of times, and I say, because I have a little ADD myself, okay, but we're in that ADD society where we want the results done yesterday, okay? And, you know, Hope's a hard drive. You can listen, and you can, if you're not watching this on YouTube, you can just hear in her voice. This is a hard-driving young lady, and she is able, however, to step back from that and say, okay, if this is what I want, and she intellectually, scientifically understands that, that I have to be patient. I'll have this done, and then maybe in 3 months this will look better, or in 6 months, right, or that I need maintenance. And so that's actually kind of a lot of times the fun part, where I get to see Hope and like what's new, and I get to catch up with her. What's Avery doing? You know, is she where she now?
I think it's fun because you don't realize, like for me, we'll pull back some of the photos from 2 years ago, from 5 years ago, from 10 years ago. And I said this to Katrina. I said, I actually like the way that I have not had any eye plastic surgery, nothing. I have had no plastic surgery on my face. I like the way my eyes look better now than they did 10 years ago. So through the filler and through the Botox and Dysport, we've been able to lift the corners of my eyes so they're less saggy. I look less tired. It's not through surgery. It is through good use of injectables that I have been able to look at my photos from 10 years ago and go, wow, I actually like the way my face looks better now than 10 years ago, which I think is really saying a lot. And I have to say, one of the biggest questions I get from women my age is, why are you going to do this when you could just, you know, I know a facelift is more expensive, but why don't we do that so you don't just keep getting fillers and paying for that? And, you know, I actually asked you that question. I said, Dr. Tom, why am I still, should I just cut and then, you know, like throw it all in one big bang? And we had a great discussion about
it. We did. And so as for our listeners, Hope is just a beautiful, delightful woman. And if you were to be seeing this on YouTube, I want you to know, when she asked me about a potential for a facelift, the first thing I did was start flicking her in the head. Okay.
No, are you kidding me?
What are you thinking? Okay. However, it really is. That's where, and we're going to kind of get into the confidence conversation, but that's where you can have the most accomplished people who think they're confident and who look handsome or beautiful, and they kind of see some like negative things and they're thinking, I need a facelift. The conversation that we had, Hope, on that was that even if you do have a facelift, which you didn't need, people think they don't need anything else.
Right.
And I told you that when I went to go learn how to do facelifts, and I don't do them for various reasons, part of it's philosophical, but that for me, what was really key was this facial plastic surgeon spoke at this meeting and said, remember, the aging face does not age as well as the aging facelift does not age as well as the aging face. So what that means is, yes, you'll look better, improved, or refreshed with the facelift, but then from that point on, the aging actually is more accelerated than if you didn't do anything. So you still need maintenance.
Right.
You still need maintenance. And
I think that's something that people, though, don't realize, is they think they're going in for a facelift and then you don't need to do anything afterwards. So I'm saying you still have to do maintenance after you have a facelift. And right. I am having too many friends, in my opinion, that are, you know, in the 35 to 45 age range that are getting partial or full facelifts.
Right.
And they haven't tried the fillers and they haven't given themselves the chance to try to do it without cutting. And unfortunately, it isn't aging as well as, and then they're coming and being like, well, now I still have to go in for fillers and I still have to go in for this. And I'm like, well, did they not talk to you about that?
Right.
Well, they were hoping for a quick fix, you know, hoping that if they just put up the money and went in under the knife, that then they wouldn't have to worry about it for another 15 to 20 years. And that's not the truth.
Right. Absolutely. Let's talk about a confidence in terms of having procedures and what you think that it can do for, not just for yourself, but what you think it can do for different people. And I'm going to segue a little bit. Let's just talk about cosmetic breast surgery. And I've done that on physicians, podiatrists, dentists, dental specialists, attorneys, police officers. And these all you would typically think of as very strong women. And they will come back to me and they will say, you know, Dr. Tom, I didn't think I was lacking for self-confidence.
Right.
But since I've had this done, and it could be a breast lift, for instance, or a breast augmentation. And they'll say, I can't believe what a difference it made in my life. And I walk around and I have more jump in my step and they're kind of almost amazed at how much better it made them feel from an emotional standpoint. Can you talk a little bit about that from the cosmetic medical perspective and so forth?
Well, I think I'm going to talk about it from my own perspective of confidence in general. I think women oftentimes struggle to find what it is that makes them confident. And rarely have I ever found in my life that when I am feeling healthy and radiant and, you know, even if it's just me putting on some makeup or some lip gloss, when I go out there and I feel comfortable in my own skin, or I feel like people are looking at me in the eye and noticing me, I find, you know, I am more confident in the way that I speak. I am more confident in the way that I present myself in business. I am exuding a certain level of confidence to my daughter. That is, it's okay that I am beautiful. It is okay that I am strong. It is okay that I am the boss. And it is okay that I am confident in who I am. There is nothing, I don't consider myself, I don't think that means you're cocky. I think that means that you're confident. And there isn't anything wrong with a woman really feeling like that. And I think that allows you to be a leader and a mentor and set an example. And if little things can help you feel better, I'm, as a woman and as a boss and as a CEO, I'm giving you permission, women, to go do this for yourself. Because I think we constantly feel like we should be spending our money on other things and this should, but it's okay to do something for yourself, and it really is okay to be confident in your skin.
And I appreciate what you just said. It's okay to do something for yourself and to make yourself feel better about yourself. And I have a lot of other examples of other patients that I could talk to you about doing cosmetic medical things, and it really makes a difference. Hope, we only have about a minute and a half left, so I want to thank you. I'm cracking up because I'm thinking the next time I'm just going to have you do the show, and I'm going to I'm just going to leave and I'll just call it in and then I'll meet you for lunch, okay?
You know, we're very lucky that we've become such good friends okay. and are confident
yeah.
with this.
Yeah, so I appreciate it. And thank you, all of you, once again for listening to us. Michelle, I do want to put a quick little plug in. Michelle had mentioned that we had won the Press Democrat Best of Cosmetic Surgeon. They're up for nominations again, so I'm going to say, besides my mom, please, all of you out there, if you could please nominate us again for Best Cosmetic Surgery and for Best Esthetician, we'd appreciate that. I'm going to turn it over to Michelle here at the end. Thank you very much, Hope. Will you come back
Thank
again?
You. I'll be back.
I know you will.
Wow, that was so great. I love that. Yes, take care of you. You're totally worth it. Invest in yourself. Why not? And as Hope said, consultations are free. You can call and just chat with Dr. Tom and his team. Figure out what's your best path forward. 707-542-8346. 707-542-8346. You can go online to see before and after pictures. Look at all different kinds of procedures that are available at drtomcosmetic.com. Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery with offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. We'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
everybody.